brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. We're going to be joined in just a few minutes with Gerald Celente. He's going to be talking about the banker suicides. He's going to be talking about the Ukraine, the IMF. A lot of breaking news on that today. I wanted to point out an article, however, from Reason Magazine. This is written by Jim Epstein. It's called "The Government's Appalling Campaign Against Small Bus Companies." Now, we've been talking earlier in the program about what's going on with Hobby Lobby and another small business, Conestoga. They were making some kind of wood stuff. It was a Mennonite company. These two companies did not want to be forced to pay for abortion coverage for their employees. And they're fighting it all the way to the Supreme Court and being ridiculed every step of the way as, oh, you're corporations now, so you don't have any say-so over what goes on. Well, take a look at what they do to small companies. Now, this is a story of a small family business. It didn't get as big as Hobby Lobby. This is Jeff and Judy Rogers, a black couple in high school. They started a charter bus company called Southeastern Tours 20 years ago in Greenville, North Carolina. In 94, they partnered with her mother, took out a loan, built a garage, launched their business, and so far so good. They're doing well. They've got employees, but then the government gets involved. He says, "This company was my livelihood. It's how I pay for my food and everything, but it's being shut down. Why? Because of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, the FMCSA, a federal agency that, quite frankly, I'd not heard of before, but it exhibits all of the characteristics that you typically see with these government agencies, flexing their muscle, growing their bureaucracy, and doing it as a perfect example of a government parasite." What they did was, they never had any serious accidents at this bus company, but they did a three-day audit, this FMCSA inspectors. They found that drivers had filled out their logs incorrectly, that Rogers had failed to provide employees with educational materials, that they allowed a former driver to get back behind the wheel before waiting for the results of his alcohol and drug test, which came back negative. Because of that paperwork, it's kind of like what we saw the other day with the school that went into shutdown and the mom was arrested because her autistic child was having some kind of a seizure. They called her. They knew her at the school. They buzzed her in. But because she didn't sign the paperwork, they put the whole school in lockdown and they arrested her. They called the police, took her away in handcuffs. These guys didn't fill out their logs, so what are they doing? They're shutting down this family business that's been there for about 20 years. It says when their troubles began in early August, they tried to do whatever they could to get back in the government's good graces, but unfortunately they couldn't. The government was determined to turn them into a failed business. Now, after 6 months, they're just shutting it down. They're being forced to dissolve their company. Where was their jury trial? Where was the legislation that gave this power? What we see over and over again is that these bureaucracies are given power to make their rules, in other words, to write their legislation. Then they have their police force that goes out, their own police force. Then they're their own jury. See, these people who created a company, a small business, shouldn't they at least have a day in court, like the Sixth Amendment says? They're taking more than $25 from these people. Where's their day in court? Where do they have a jury of their peers saying that just because they didn't have the drivers sign the log in the proper way that they should have their entire business shut down? They've never done anything to harm anybody. They've been operating without any accidents for decades, but that's the way it happens. They didn't build that. The government built that, right? He doesn't have a business. It's all about the federal government, nobody else. Now, Gerald Celente is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about some banking issues. This just came up today out of Bloomberg. Citigroup fails the Fed's stress test as Bank of America gets a dividend boost. Citigroup was one of among five large banks that failed the Federal Reserve's stress test. And these are banks like, look at this, HSBC. Yeah, remember those guys? Remember the whistleblower who pointed out that they were laundering money for drug cartels? For terrorists, but then Eric Holder said they're too big to jail. We're going to give them a pat on the back and maybe a little bit of a slap on the hand with a fine, but otherwise they're too big to jail. We're not going to shut them down. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with Gerald Celente, and we're going to talk about some other big banking scandals. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This is Steve Shank. The St. Patrick's Day earthquake could be the forerunner to the Big One. Still got fires in the West, still got winter in the East. Now the flooding has started in the Midwest with a vengeance. Millions of you have heard me tell you that every expert survivalist knows preparation is his most important skill. When you're surprised by a storm, a quake, a flood, it's too late. What you've got is all you're going to get, and it's usually not enough for 93% of Americans. Here's some help. Please go to fearlessusa.com and download my free emergency survival guide. With each emergency checklist, you'll see the problems you may never have imagined and the solution. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for Steve Shank's free emergency survival guide. This is good stuff you absolutely need to know. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for your free emergency survival guide.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just about pay today. Got me a pocket full of
change. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, and I'm joined now by Gerald Celente. Now, he's no stranger to the show. You know him, but let me give you a little bit of background on trendsresearch.com. That's his website. Gerald Celente is an American trendsetter, a forecaster, a publisher of Trends Journal. I've got a copy of that right here on my desk, and on the cover is the Ukraine riot. That's a big trend that we want to talk to him about. What's going on? Breaking news today in the Ukraine. They're having the legislature there has accepted finally the terms of the IMF cramming austerity down the throats of the people there. It's amazing. I want to get Gerald's take on that. He's described himself as a political atheist and a citizen of the world. And so as a citizen of the world, Gerald, what do you make of what's going on to the poor people of the Ukraine?
Well, as you mentioned, it's on the cover of the Trends Journal, and that was the winter edition, and that went to subscribers in the first week of February.
Wow.
And we actually wrote the story in the middle of January. It takes time to get published, and that's what we said. It'd be a civil war there, and Ukraine was the major issue. Well, as you mentioned, the austerity measures, number one. And as you people have done so many times and being on top of the news and ahead of the trends, you had those audio tapes and videotapes of our Assistant Secretary of State, Victoria Nuland, and the ones where they're talking about the overthrow of the democratically elected government of Ukraine, whether or not you like them or not, whether or not they were corrupt or not, because they've been corrupt since the breakup of the former Soviet Union and probably before that. And then there's the other videotape of her on December 13th, 2013. This isn't ancient history. And she's at the National Press Club. And there she is standing there with a sign over her left shoulder that says Chevron. And
she ought to wear it like the NASCAR race dryers.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're pimping for, you know, the who pays them.
Yeah.
They're putting, you know, so there anyway, in that talk, that's about 8.5 minutes, won't take much out of anyone's life to listen to. She goes on to say that, which was news to me, that Ukrainians are Europeans. I didn't know that all of them were, but she informed me that they were. And that they should join the European Union. Remember that now, this is December of 2013. And to paraphrase, but almost identical to what she said, the path for Ukrainians is to take the path set forth by the International Monetary Fund.
Yeah.
Or as it really is, it's the International Mafia Federation. and really, it is. Because, hey, you better pay us because we're going to steal everything from you. Mm-hmm. And that's what all this is about. It's about the privatization, and they're already starting to do that, of expensive public resources. That's the white shoe boy name, by the way, privatization. And that means selling it to your buddies at a really cheap price and getting a kickback from it.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're also doing is they're putting the people into the slavery that they've done already in Spain and in Greece and in Ireland and in Portugal. I mean, look what's going on. Why would anybody in their right mind want to join the EU? And why would they want to accept austerity measures, which, again, is another white shoe boy word for putting you into servitude for the rest of your life? Because here's the deal. As I said, you're going to sell off all your valuable public assets to our buddies. We're going to bring in the multinational banks and the multinational corporations, and we're going to rob everything that you have. And those pensions you have, forget about them. We're going to get those taken away from you, too. And we're also going to raise your taxes, and it's going to cost you more to live. So now just be a good girl and boy and behave. Because the International Mafia Federation has just taken over another chunk of the world.
You know, Reuters reported that as the IMF throwing the Ukraine a lifeline. It's actually a hangman's noose, isn't it? They're going to take the gas company, the big gas company that's there, as you mentioned, privatize that. They're also going to go up 50% on the energy prices of the people in the Ukraine. That's what they call an austerity program. How about
yeah, and again, the whole thing is a sham. I mean, look at it's an overthrow of a democratically elected government. They got this little clown in there, Yats, their rabbit, you know, that's they call him because he looks like one of these cartoon characters. And who's fronting? She's out there again, that Tymoshenko. Now she's talking about running for prime minister.
Yeah.
And some of her lovely quotes, by the way.
The Princess Leia lookalike, the one with the braided hair, right?
Yeah. Time to grab guns and kill those damn Russians.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about nuking them. And another one, she said, Putin represents unfiltered fascism, which was even more dangerous than Hitler's national socialism, because he camouflaged it with phrases about friendship between people. And she said, Tymoshenko said that Putin wants to redraw the map of the world through wars, mass murder, and blood.
Wow.
Could you imagine? And then, and this is, and all of the American, you know, the senators, and they all go there and they take photographs with her, and she's in Germany with Merkel, and they're all bowing down to her. This, you know, by the way, I've come up with a campaign slogan for 2016, and she fits part of it. You could do this in a country of your choice. Charles Manson for president. Enough of these psychopaths that are really psychopaths, and they try to, it's really in the closet, and they try to behave like normal human beings when they're really psychopaths. So I say, let's just put it out there so that we're not, you know, don't have any illusions of who's running the show. Because anybody that speaks these words is out of their mind. And then, if you go, of course, it's not in the U.S. media, talking about psychopaths, U.S. human rights record chastised in U.N. report. Human Rights Company, UN Human Rights Committee raises concerns over U.S. torture, drone strikes, the death penalty, and NSA data collection. So why pretend that Obama and Bush and Clinton and, oh, Condoleezza Rice is out there shooting her mouth off again, Rumsfeld? Why pretend that these are normal human beings when they're mentally deranged and they're psychopaths because they're in favor of killing other people under a camouflage of being normal? So I say Charles Manson for 2016.
Well, you know, they're not calling them psychopaths. They're calling them technocrats. That's what they're referring to Yats as. Comparing him to Mario Monti, the guy that Nigel Farage said, you know, who are you to come into a country that where they've got a democratically elected leadership? Who are you to come in as a Goldman Sachs banker and start dictating terms to them? But that's exactly what Yats is going to do for the State Department, for the banks that run the State Department, for the banks that run the IMF.
Exactly. They're doing it. And
yeah.
They're doing it everywhere. And you mean three-card Monty, of course.
That's right.
And again, yeah. You know, the Italians had...
That's a better name than Super Mario. They called him Super Mario. I like the three-card Monty. That's much better.
they had... the Italians had three new prime ministers. None of them have been elected.
Yeah.
Monty, yeah. Letta, and now you got Renzi over there, Fonzie, that the new joker over there. And talking about psychopaths... I love this one. Everybody loves Jimmy Carter, that nice peanut farmer, the deacon, you know, the man of God. Listen to this. This was from Al Jazeera 3 days ago. He's talking about whether or not we should supply arms to Ukrainians. He goes, I think Russia needs to be stopped at this point. I don't think we need to equivocate about the prohibition against Putin's moving military forces into other parts of eastern Ukraine. I had the same challenges to face when I was president. Now, I am going to read you the words of a sociopath and a psychopath. During Christmas week of 1979, the Soviets moved massive numbers of troops into Afghanistan, and they occupied Afghanistan, and I had to stop them from going further. So I did everything I could. I withdrew my ambassador from Moscow, not ours, my.
Yeah.
I declared a grain embargo against them. I agreed with Congress and the American Olympic Committee not going to the 1980 Summer Olympics. And I began to give weapons, and check this out, girls and boys, to the freedom fighters in Afghanistan, secretly. And we used all Russian-made weapons so that they couldn't accuse us of doing it.
Wow.
This is a disgrace.
It is. We're going to be right back. Hang on, Gerald. We got to take a break. We're going to be right back with Gerald Celente. I want to get your take, Gerald, on what's going on in Turkey, this false flag that was revealed and the media's reaction to it. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente talking about gold, the economy, and false flags.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com, and for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. I've got Gerald Celente on the line, and we're talking about economic issues as well as global political issues. Now, Gerald, this just came out. I'm seeing that the Japanese are really stepping up their purchases of gold. One store has reported that their gold sales are up 500% this month. One of the things they're speculating might be driving this is an increase in the Japanese sales tax. And that's dropping household spending, household income, and people are now, instead of spending money, they're stocking up on gold. What do you think about gold right now?
Well, I'm still, long term, I'm bullish on gold. Why is the market going up as we speak? Because there's speculation that, not more than speculation, is that the Chinese are going to be juicing more stimulus into their economy because it's going down, despite them saying that they weren't going to for the last 6 months. And the same thing now with the ECB. They're also talking about quantitative easing and more stimulus. They're even talking of negative interest rates. In other words, the big banks are going to have to pay the European Central Bank to hold their dough. So they're bringing, that's how bad it all is. But, David, I just want to finish with this Jimmy Carter moment.
Sure.
He keeps using the word freedom fighters.
Mm-hmm.
These were the Mujahideen. These were the Osama bin Ladens that we, the people, were giving money to under a big lie. As he pointed out, they did it in secret. We bought Russian weapons to give to them so we couldn't be accused of interfering in Afghanistan. This guy should be brought up on war crime charges, along with all of the rest of them.
Yes, it's a bipartisan thing, isn't it? It's not just Jimmy Carter, it's also Ronald Reagan helping the Mujahideen, which then we now know as Al-Qaeda, giving them their start.
Exactly. And they brag about it.
Yeah.
And every word, I kept reading all those I's. I. And that's the way they all act. Whether they're the president or whether they're Kerry talking to you like this. That all we are a bunch of serfs and slaves, and they are in charge of the whole show. Like you, I was listening to what they did to that poor family that had that bus company.
Yeah.
And then you pick up the papers, Financial Times, headline, banks hit by $100 billion in U.S. legal settlements.
Wow.
Since crisis.
Wow.
$100 billion. Last year, by the way, the six major banks, they got a profit of $76 billion. But I digress. Not one head rolls. But you better fill out those logs and don't jaywalk.
Yeah.
You saw what they did to that girl down in your territory there.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Stay in line.
For the minor offenses, they shut your businesses down. They beat you up on the streets. They shoot you on the streets for minor violations. Look at the guy in Albuquerque. What was he doing? He was camping out. That's a capital offense now because, I don't understand what's going on, but they get increasingly draconian. You're talking about how egotistical they are. I think a good measure of that is the executive orders. Look at how they've gone up exponentially under each president.
I know. And again, I've said this in the beginning when the first, it happened under Bush with too big to fail. There, in capitalism, there's no such thing as too big to fail.
Right.
You rise and fall on your own merits. And I said at that time, people, and then when Obama came in, he's communist, he's Marxist. No, it's fascist.
Yeah.
It's the merger of state and corporate powers. You're seeing it over there right now in Ukraine. It's fascism. Fascism has taken over this country. Oh, and by the way, did you see that reception that Obama got in Brussels? After he was just over there, and he talked about how the United States is really changing its NSA and spying. And the room is filled with reporters. Everybody should try to look at this one up. It's a real good one. Barely got an applause.
Yeah. They're not buying it.
And the Europeans, and I remember when Obama got elected, I getting interviewed all over the world, he was going to be the salvation.
That's right.
The savior.
Hang on, Gerald. We got to take a break. We're going to be right back with Gerald Celente. And he was talking about economic fascism. You know what this looks like? Take a look at this article from InfoWars. Auto insurance company tracks drivers by GPS and charges per mile driven. We're going to talk about that, the economic fascism that is rolling through America, and the corporatists and criminals running this government. We'll be right back. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention radio listeners, are you getting amazing results from your store-bought Omega-3?
Since taking Omax 3, mental fuzziness is gone. I'm on top of things.
My bad cholesterol had gone down and my triglycerides had gone down.
Being 53, sometimes it's pretty uncomfortable getting up and getting out of bed. With the Omax 3, I'm jumping out of bed and the joints feel great.
We want your Omax story next, so we're sending you a free supply. Developed by Ivy League doctors affiliated with Yale University, Omax 3 is clinically tested to help improve cholesterol and reduce triglycerides by 30% in just 30 days while fighting joint pain better than your store brand. You can also feel improvements in your mood and memory with your first free supply. Omax 3's pharmaceutical grade omega-3s come individually blister packed so it absorbs better and gives you faster results with no fish burps. Feel results in just days, guaranteed. Get your free supply today for just the cost of shipping. Call 1-800-672-4601. That's 1-800-672-4601. 800-672-4601.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You got a business. That, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. I've got Gerald Celente on the phone. We've been talking about false flags, about the IMF, the Ukraine, bankers. We're going to talk to him about some other economic issues. Before we get started, though, we were just talking earlier in the show about the attacks from MSNBC, Chris Hayes attacking Dan Bonomi, and a real journalist with real courage to get up and ask tough questions of the government. We see now in an article up on InfoWars from the Daily Caller, a reporter has just been detained by Capitol Police for trying to ask the EPA chief a question. How dare him ask the EPA chief a question? Isn't that amazing? It's a big issue. If Jake Tapper or an intern from the Daily Caller named Finger asks a question, a real question, to in a White House press conference now, if you go up and ask an EPA chief a question, you get arrested by the Capitol Police. That's the state of where we are in this country. And when they start talking about giving official journalists some kind of a shield, that's baloney. They're using that to shut down everybody except their mouthpieces. Now, I was just talking to Gerald Celente, and Gerald, you brought up the issue of corporate fascism, corporatism, crony capitalism, whatever you want to call it, it's corruption. Listen to this story that Kit Daniels just put up on Infowars.com. An auto insurance company in California is tracking drivers by GPS and charging them per mile driven. Now, we've talked a lot about taxes per mile driven and how as they've pushed people to become more and more fuel efficient with gasoline, they're losing gasoline revenue, so they've got to keep those taxes on us. So now they're going to start with the black boxes, seeing how many miles we drive and taxing us by the mile, but they're not waiting for that. In California, they had the insurance commissioner there, Steve Posner, green-lighted a per-mile insurance pricing way back in 2009. Now it's happening. Here we are, 5 years later. We've got a California insurance company that is wirelessly sending mileage data to the insurance company that charges a base rate of 2 to 5 cents a mile. There we go. And can even record the route driven by the policyholder. They'll probably look at your speed and write you up and increase your insurance rates based on the speed you're driving to. Who knows what they can do? Because these guys are acting like the government, aren't they, Gerald? It's what we've seen with Obamacare. Obamacare is nothing but corporate fascism written to transfer massive wealth transfer from the American people to these corporate fascist insurance companies who've been in bed with the government for the longest time. We see it for the longest period of time in the automobile side, but now we're seeing it in healthcare, right?
Yes, and they're putting the small doctors out of business. The conglomerates are all taking over, buying out doctors' businesses all over the country. And you can no longer, just like there's no more retail stores virtually. I think we lost 65,000 retail outlets, private small businesses, since 2008. Everything's being consolidated into the hands of the few. It's not that the government is doing what the corporations want. The corporations are the government.
Yeah.
All the gang of 535, the senators and congressmen are, they're just the wise guys for the corporations and the banks. Everything has been consolidated. It's slavelandia. That's all it is.
It bothers me a lot and Gerald, you know, it bothers me a lot to see this auto insurance situation here, because when they were talking about forcing people to buy health insurance from the government, you had the liberals say, well, we've been forcing people to buy automobile insurance for a long time. What's the matter with that? I said, yeah, we shouldn't be forcing people to buy automobile insurance. Now they're charging people by the mile driven, and they're gonna basically put us out of our cars once they have self-drive cars. They're going to raise your rates so high you won't be able to drive a car anymore. You're going to have to buy one of their, if you want to afford the insurance, you're going to have to buy one of their self-drive cars.
Well, again, you know, it's the takeover. As I said, when the bailouts first began, the too big to fails, the headline that we wrote when this first happened under Bush was D.C. heist, Wall Street hijacks Washington.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's a hijack. And all we are we're the slaves in Slavelandia to keep their trip going. Look, when I was a young guy, there were no such thing as hedge funds. There were no private equity groups. There were no venture capitalists. This is all being monopolized by the hands of a few. Look at the numbers. What do you have in the United States? You have 400 people that are in control of $2 trillion.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we're just working, you know, this is better than a plantation economy, because you don't even have to house or feed us.
That's right. Look at the LIBOR scandal. Look what these guys can get away with. It's absolutely amazing. As bad as TARP was, as bad as everything that happened in 2008, 2009, they just keep piling on scandal after scandal. When we see this kind of stuff, when we see these kind of astronomical numbers of billions, of trillions of dollars involved in these LIBOR scandals, what do you make of these banker suicides, Gerald?
Well, you know, before we get on to that one, go on to the Forex. This is a currency market.
Yeah.
$5.3 trillion a day traded. And, of course, there are those scandals going on as well. And then, of course, you know, before I get on to that, you asked me about gold before, and I talked about the stimulus that's going on now in China and the ECB. The point that I want to make, David, that the more stimulus that they push in, the more they're going to be devaluing currencies.
Mm-hmm.
The more they devalue currencies, the higher the price of gold is going to go. So what's going on now is that China and the ECB are now fronting for the Fed. So the Fed's saying we're tapering while they're juicing on the other side. You know, so watch the fingers. They never leave the hand, you know? So the same thing is going on. The banker suicides. Wall Street Journal just came out with a story a couple of days ago about one of the bankers that committed suicide in London. He's from Chicago originally. And he was with Deutsche Bank. Mm-hmm. The car, he's left multiple suicide notes. They will not release them. And in interviews by journalists, they're hearing that the guy was freaking out because of the pressure on him that was mounting about the scandals going on behind the scenes. And again, it's not fiction. $100 million worth of fines. These are criminal acts. But I got a better name for it. We're going to call it misdeeds. How about misselling? Yeah. How about misrepresented? You know, so of course these guys, and then
mistakes
is the real,
were made. Mistakes were made, weren't they, Gerald?
Yeah. And we're going to correct them. And so these guys are under pressure, obviously, when you read a story like that. But here's really the thing, David. How many more fines have to be paid? How many much more of this corruption has to be exposed? So what? Some more guys kill themselves? It's there in front of everybody now. Facts are in front of everyone now to see what a criminal operation they call the banking system is.
Oh, yeah. We've had a whistleblower from HSBC, and of course they were caught laundering a great deal of money for the drug cartels as well as for groups that have been identified as terrorist organizations by the American government. And they got the slap on the wrist, and the Eric Holder Justice Department said, oh, we can't really shut them down. They're too big, right? They're too big to jail. And at the same time they were doing that, they said, we're going to hire more people to watch these money transfers. And the whistleblower that we had was one of the people that they hired. And he said that they were putting stuff into their databases to make sure that certain keywords are not being flagged. So they would basically put a space in a word that would be a keyword, or they put a period in the word to make sure that didn't happen. It was a joke. They continued doing the same thing they've been doing. Why? Because they've never been punished for it.
Because Eric Holder is a joke.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
When he said too big to jail. Mm-hmm. You know, that if we clamp down on these big banks, it might destabilize the world economy, I tell you. That's basically what he said. Yeah. So again, don't run a bus company with a family operation. Don't jaywalk. Mm-hmm. Don't speak. The other night, we're out. We're driving. The cop, they pulled us over. The woman had a bright lights on. They'll bust your chops for anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, this is what we're paying for. They turn us into a police state. It's fascism. And if the people, again, the elections are coming up. What are you going to vote for, the Republican gang or the Democratic gang? It's a two-party political mafia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've just seen, just yesterday, we saw that the Republicans in the House started moving FISA reform to the Intelligence Committee away from the Judiciary Committee, because the Judiciary Committee has been concerned about these civil liberties abuses, so they move it over to the guys who've been the cheerleaders for this kind of action all along. That's what we're seeing from the Republicans. That's what we see from people like Mike Rogers, Michelle Bachmann, Boehner. These are guys who are writing the laws. These are guys who are aiding and abetting these criminals who are violating the Fourth Amendment for everybody, for everyone.
Yeah, and again, look, I just read about Jimmy Carter. We did it in secret. Oh, they lied to us, right? Is that what you're saying, Jimmy? These guys, you know, they're always, Jesus Christ. Oh, you know, what a bunch of hypocrites. What a hypocrite. How about a mass murderer, Jimmy? Could you handle that one?
That's right. That's right. It's very sad to see people who profess to be Christians so bloodthirsty. I remember when Ron Paul went to the Republican Party and got booed because he quoted Jesus. I mean, you know, these people wear their Christianity as a wolf wears sheep's clothing, is the way they're wearing it.
Yeah, so as we're looking at what's going on, we're very concerned, of course, with Ukraine. I mean, this thing is, it's these sanctions, as Ron Paul said, are in effect an act of war because you're stopping people from doing business. Mm-hmm. And they're building the acts of war. And if it keeps going in this direction, I'm very concerned about, just as you were pointing out, as we're making the news, about the overt that's come out now because it's on tape, of Turkey's false flag attempts to start a war with Syria. Last week they shot down a Syrian jet over Syrian territory and said they went over into Turkish territory. And now it's reported, as you have on your site, that Turkish, well, it was a foreign minister and a defense minister talking
intelligence,
about
yeah.
a false flag attack.
Right. It seems like Turkey is the point of the spear now in trying to provoke this war with Syria that NATO and the U.S. and all these globalists have wanted for several years.
And why? Look what's going on in Syria with the Prime Minister Erdogan. You know, there are demonstrations virtually every day. The Turkish lira is at an all-time low.
Mm-hmm.
The hot money that was flowing in with the tape before when stimulus is all flowing out. The economy is going down. Mass demonstrations, when all else fails, they take you to war.
Yes.
And that's what I fear now. They're taking us to war. And again, when you look at what's going on, the anti-Russian sentiments that are building up in this country, we were writing about it as it was happening. It started before the Sochi Olympics. Hey, you know, they're killing all them stray dogs over there. Don't drink the water. It's all yellow. Oh, those homophobe runs. Oh, the toothpaste bomb. Don't get on a plane. Go into Sochi. From credible sources, we found out they have toothpaste bombs. You can't make this crap up. A toothpaste bomb? I got a better one. They also then came out with a credible source after that, shoe bombs.
Yeah.
Now, how about Tampax missiles?
Well, you know, one of the things that this guy in Turkey said, this is actually a quote when he was exposed plotting a false flag attack on his own soldiers in his own territory in order to start a war with Syria and blame it on Syria. He said, "This incident reveals the level of cyber and electronic threats posed against our country." Why? Because they put it up on YouTube. These rings of treason behind this act are enemies of our state and nation. They've already shut down Twitter and they shut down YouTube because that is a cyber threat to them. YouTube, when YouTube is a cyber threat to you, you've got problems in the government, don't you?
And what you're looking at, David, when you read the sickness of this guy's mind, this is going on around the world. And this is very reminiscent of World War I, where you had deranged people, sick people, both in military and in government, that started a totally useless, needless war that slaughtered millions, tens of millions, and destroyed Europe just as it was growing culturally and scientifically and in so many wonderful ways, destroyed it and set the stage for what's going on now. And it's being repeated again. Who in their right mind could listen to that little guy over there in France, Hollande? You want to see a little geek? You missed him? Go over and watch Cameron. I think he's one of those boys that got caught in those little boys' schools over there with all the scandals going on. Because look at this little loudmouth chicken hawk. One after another. Look at Congress. Look at all the tough talk coming out from all these guys. And not one man or woman among them. It's like Carter. I sent arms. What do you mean I? You didn't do anything. You sent somebody else to do your dirty work.
Yeah, when you look at these... We look at these executive orders that Obama put out. I mean, they look like the Alien and Sedition Acts of 2014, where he says, you criticize Ukraine that I created, then I'm not going to let you enter the country. You criticize Ukraine that I created, my State Department, Victoria Nuland created. I'm going to take your assets. I'm going to take your assets. These are his executive orders. Where does he get that authority? He claims that by the authority that he has invested in him by the Constitution. Well, no, if you violate the Constitution, you no longer have any authority if you violate what you swore an oath to uphold.
Oh, it's like Jimmy Carter. God invested it in me. God.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Plus, I'm telling you, we have psychopaths in charge, but there's closet psychopaths and sociopaths. Again, this is why I'm saying Charles Manson, 2016. Put a real psychopath in office and forget these phonies, you know?
Yeah.
Psychopaths that want to be. No, really, this is disgusting what's going on. They're leading us to war. The economy, look, talking about Obama. Go back to when he dumped in $1 trillion, basically, of our dough in this phony bailout thing. You remember the shovel-ready jobs. By now, our economy was supposed to be growing at 4.2%.
Yeah.
What is it coming in at? 1.9.
Yeah, that's right.
Who could get away with this stuff?
Hang on, Gerald. We're going to be right back with Gerald Celente right after the break. Stay tuned. We're going to get final words from Gerald as to where he sees things heading. Trends forecast. We'll be right back.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I've got Gerald Celente on the line. We've been talking about what's going to happen economically in the world. I don't want to get one more forecast from Gerald with trendsresearch.com. But before we do, remember earlier in the program, we talked about this article from RT. Brazil is going to ban Monsanto's Roundup. They found that glyphosate has been linked to fatal kidney disease in a recent study. So they're going to ban it in Brazil. Guess what? They're not going to ban it here in America, because just as we've been talking to Gerald Celente about, the corporations are in control of our government. They control the FDA. You've got crony capitalism, big agri, the big chemical companies. They're going to keep stuffing that stuff into your water, into your crops. So it's up to you to do something about it. Now, this hour has been brought to you by ProPure Filter. You know, the new Pro One G2.0 elements are silver impregnated, and they can filter glyphosate. So you're not going to get the government to take it out. You're going to have to take it out yourself. California even allows concentrations of up to 1,000 parts per billion of glyphosate. Go to InfoWarsShop.com, click on the ProPure water system, read the label and the informational sheet for yourself. It removes pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilic acid, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Okay, I got this. Get the toxins and heavy metals out of your water today. And get a 10% discount with Water10. That's right. Those things that you can't pronounce, those things that I can't pronounce, you don't want to be eating those. That's bad. That's really bad. If it's so long that you can't pronounce it, that I can't pronounce it, don't drink it. Gerald, what do you want to tell us? What do you think things are headed? What do you think is going to happen with interest rates? You think they're going to go up before the election, or are they going to spike them after the election?
Well, they have to go up. They're going to go up. And when interest rates go up, the economy goes down. It's as simple as that. This was an interest rate recovery. You see it already with housing price, with housing sales. The more the 30-year mortgage goes up, the sales go. It's as simple as that. And it's the same thing with autos and on and on and on. It's the low interest rates. When interest rates go up, the economy, period, paragraph. And that's why I believe they're going to come out with another stimulus program. Maybe they'll call it Yellenomics or something, under a new name. And the things to watch, again, are what's going on around the world, not only, of course, in Ukraine. It's not making the news. Tens of thousands of Spanish students are out in the streets as we speak. There's been protests last week, millions throughout Spain protesting. And in Portugal, not making the news at all. You have youth unemployment around the world, India crisis. China, 25% of the college grads can't find jobs other than working in a slave factory. So what we're seeing here is a buildup of pressure. What will be the false flag that ignites it? Oh, by the way, they had a run on a Chinese bank the other day. Barely made the news. And of course, they quiet it right down. So China's biggest fear, by the way, is its people. They got 1.2 billion of them. And to get them out of control, you're in a lot of trouble.
That's right.
And then we're watching in Japan, which you mentioned about the gold rush going on because sales tax are going up. And you have this Abe over there that keeps banging the war drum against China on the disputes in the South China Sea. So these are the things to really be keyed into. And I want to mention this. We're coming out with the New Trends Journal in mid-April. And one of the focuses that we're working on is we're starting an Occupy Peace movement. It's going to be OccupyPeace.us. It's only for Americans.
That's
Every
great.
Country should have their own. And it's based on three simple words. No foreign entanglements.
Yes, yes. Boy, I second that. That's Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com, and that magazine is Trends Journal. Join us tonight for the Nightly News. Thank you, Gerald.
Thank you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation
Nutrition, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.